Very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd take this opportunity to acknowledge our traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, First Nations people encouraged to apply for positions on Queensland's Child Death Review Board. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Luke Twyford, Child Death Review Board Chairperson, on the line. We've got Luke. Very good morning, Luke. How are you?
Oh, hi, Trevor. It's Luke.
Luke, thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Luke?
I'm in Brisbane.
All right, fantastic. Thank you. So we're talking about the Child Death Review Board, you being the chairperson. First Nation people encouraged to apply for a position on Queensland's Child Death Review Board. Can you tell us about the board and this vehicle, so to speak?
Yes, the Child Death Review Board is made up of 12 individuals from Queensland. Five of them are working government departments like child safety, police, health and education. And we're looking for four new members from members of the public to come and sit on the board, and we review the deaths of children who are known to the child protection system to try and find out if there are ways we can prevent further death.
Sure. Look, how long has this board been operating for?
The board's been operating for 2 years in its current form. We're going into our third year. Mm-hmm. So some members' appointments are expiring, and that's why we're looking for new people to come and help us do this important work.
And since the beginning, were there any First Nation people on board?
Yeah, absolutely. So we currently have two First Nations people as board members. Okay. There was a third member who stepped down and was replaced. But yeah, two very strong First Nations board members, and we're certainly looking to increase that number.
And because of technology, the board members, new board members, can apply, can come from anywhere in the state?
Absolutely. We're particularly looking for anyone in rural or remote parts of Queensland to join our board. Our board meets about six times a year.
Okay.
And we use video conferencing.
Yes.
And a whole range of technology, so no need to travel to Brisbane.
So not a big commitment, so to speak, but a very important vehicle.
They're very important, sometimes challenging. You are required to look at the reasons why some young people and children have passed away, and it can be sad, but it's critically important that we look at those cases and learn what government could do better to make sure our kids are safe.
Sure, exactly. And we're talking children who pass on, black and white, doesn't matter, just children across the board.
That's absolutely right.
Okay.
All children deserve to be safe, loved, and have their rights upheld. Sadly, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children are overrepresented in the cases we see. Around half the cases we see are for Indigenous young people, and it's really important that we make sure government learns from each of those cases.
Sure. Oh, well, fantastic. So for people to apply, how do they go about it, Luke?
Absolutely. So the jobs currently listed on the Queensland Government Smart Jobs website, if you go to the board section of that website, we need applications in by the end of January. So there's a number of days left, and if you need any help, just reach out to me, Luke Twyford, at the Queensland Family and Child Commission.
Beautiful, Luke. Thank you so very much. Thank you for the update, and there it is. So all our mob out there who are listening, if you're keen to work in this space, then look, they're looking for First Nation people and encouraged to apply for positions on Queensland Child Death Review Board. Luke, thank you very much, and we'll keep in touch, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. A very important yarn there, and look, a very important space. Look, we need to protect our children, and we need to prevent children death, and no matter what form, and that's black or white, all children should be protected. So there's an opportunity there. First Nation people encouraged to apply for positions on Queensland's Child Death Review Board. So get in touch with Luke Twyford is the gentleman's name. He's the chairperson of the Child Death Review Board. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Let's go to Troy and Trevor and Brady. Power to the people.
Power to the people. Power to this land. Power to this nation. Power to make us stand for a just democracy, for equal opportunity, to better the conditions of a people in exile to repel and freedom. This redemption song was composed to unite us more, to better the future for our children. Where we going, nobody knows.
Where we going, nobody knows.
The more that we exchange, the more we grow. Power to the people, power to this land, power to this nation, power to make us stand. Here we go now.
Justice is coming. Now is the time.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416, the number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, we come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And their house then at the Beamer office, Brisbane Digital Media Association. Big shout out to both organisations. Thank you very much. Hope you're all well down there, Daily Mob, and Yarn Up Strong here on the Daily Program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Let's look at the top stories for the news today. Jacinda Ardern resigns as Prime Minister of New Zealand. Other stories here, teenage brothers involved in alleged Queensland shooting, police attack there. There was a police in shooting. Etara is the name of the Queensland town, and that's Western Downs. So very sad what happened there. Pressure on Maurice Payne to retire from Senate. Not my circus, Pip's fury at Clark's blatant lie. 15,000 jobs gone in December. Unemployment at 3.5%. The greatest nuclear threat we face is a Russian victory in Ukraine. And that's the statement there. Millionaires outrages pension request. Shock find find inside pumpkin box shipped 5,600 kilometres across Australia. Missing campers, 15-year love affair revealed. Gutless neighbours, a chilling handwritten death threat that comes with a twist. So there are your headlines for today's news. I'd love to know your headlines, what's happening with you, your organisation, your company, your business, your family, either way, your tribal mob. All these here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? And that daily number is 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
My great uncles were ordinary men. They fought in the First World War. Left a wife and children when the army came to call. They were sectioned at Gallipoli, stood on the Turkish shore. All around so many young faces, some didn't come back at all. When freedom called, those wounded men and women stood tall. When freedom called, oh God, is there nothing left at all? When freedom
Andy Arden came from Framlingham. He fought in the Second World War. A full-grown man, but not citizen. He couldn't vote under the law. They sectioned him in Gunditj Mara country on the Western District shore. Drafted as an MP to uphold the army's law. When freedom called, those Gunditj men and women stood tall. When freedom called, oh God, is there nothing left at all? When freedom
sometimes those men would sit there quiet, gold drifting in their minds. It seemed to me they could see the spirits
of the ones they left behind.
They fought for more than just their homeland. They fought for respect, to walk down a road like any other man. Lest we forget, when freedom called, those Murrah men and women stood tall. When freedom called, oh God, is there nothing left at all? When freedom called, those group of the men and women stood tall. When freedom called.
Yeah, Freedom Call. That's David Ahern featuring Paul Kelly here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully Run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Digi Country. BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can also text our brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Other news, stories making the news. Indigenous rapper Ziggy Ramo says he is deeply disappointed after the city of Joondalup apologised for his performance because some members of the audience were offended by his songs. Ziggy Ramo says he removed coarse language from his performance, provided his lyrics to the city before the event. The statement from the city says his performance did not meet the expectations of many in the audience. The rapper says he has received an informal apology from council staff. The artist and activist Ziggy Ramo Burumak Fetnana discusses trauma, colonisation and violence against Indigenous people in the lyrics. One of the songs, April 25th, uses strong language against both Indigenous Australians and the Anzacs in an effort to illustrate how the latter elicits a stronger reaction from the public. Fetnana was hired by the city of Joondalup to perform on Saturday as part of the Music in the Park Free concert series. But on Sunday, the city issued a statement apologised for the concert. Many in the audience were offended by the language and used comments made during one of the performances on the night, it said. The statement further said that people would not expect to hear such challenging content, and that Fernanda's performance did not meet the expectations of many in the audience. It was clear mismatch, the statement said. The city of Joondalup did not respond directly to questions about their which aspects of the concert were offensive or how many complaints it had received. Mayor Albert Jacob declined to be interviewed by ABC Radio Perth's morning program. Virtually thrown in your face, thrown in my face, Fetnana said he was confused and disappointed by the city's apology. So there's the news there. Young rapper using his art as vehicle, as a tool to talk about our existence as First Nation people. But the people weren't happy with that. Have your say, add to the conversation. Freedom of speech, I don't know, either way. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Here we go again. Dark clouds are rolling in. It's written in your eyes. So let the games begin. I don't stand a chance the longer that we spend apart. But baby, take it easy, I beg and plead. But you should see that I'm just pouring out my heart. Feels like we've been doing this for so long now. Don't you think it's time? I need you. I need you to say yes. I need you. Until my very last breath, I give you all I got. Walk with me, take my hand, soon you see. Everything, if only you. Let the story begin. I'm choking on my words, one mouthful at a time.
you're holding all the cards. You know that I can't read your mind. There's nothing I can say to make you change your view. But baby, take it easy, I beg and plead. Why can't you see that I'm just reaching out to you? We've been driving down this road so long now. Don't you think it's time? I need you. I need you to say yes. I need you. Till my very last breath, I give you all I got. Walk with me, take my hand. Soon you see everything. If only you. Let the story begin and watch unfold. Everything we've lived will be retold. I need you. I need you to say yes. I give you all I got. Walk with me, take my hand. Soon you see everything. All I got, walk with me, take my hand, soon you see everything. If only you. Let the story begin.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember in the day.
Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, North Queensland, your dingy country, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across Australia through NERS, National News Radio Service, so you can have your say by calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, Khalistan referendum. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Bakanish Singh Sanghu and Gumunde Singh and talk about the referendum for Khalistan. On the line, a very good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Trevor. This is Gurminda Singh and I have Dr. Bakanish Singh Sanghu with me.
Lovely. Welcome to the program. Where are you based?
We're based in Melbourne.
Based in Melbourne, yes. And so we're talking about a referendum for Khalistan. That's your people, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So paint the picture for our listeners. Where are you at with your referendum? How long has the fight been going on for? And how do you see the near future?
Yes, Trevor. I'll pass you on to Dr. Bakshi Singh Sandhu, who will do the opening, and he'll be the best person.
Lovely. Thank you, Gurunda.
Hello, Mr. Sharma. Thank you for having us on your program.
Yes.
I will give a brief description. The Sikhs want to have independent state of Punjab, means a country. So the story or the background history is like that. Until 1849, Punjab was an independent country.
Yep.
At that time, the geographical area now called India was not one nation. it was then a conglomeration of more than 500 princely states. So when the British took over in 1849, they took control of Punjab, and when they left after 98 years, in 1947, Punjab went to India. So what happened was, at the time of partition of the land into India and Pakistan, there were three entities: Sikhs, Hindus, and Muslims. So Muslims wanted Pakistan, Hindus wanted Hindustan, that's India, and the Sikhs wanted Khalistan. But somehow that did not work out, and the Sikhs went with India on the promises that they will give autonomy and there will be religious freedom and equal rights. However, after 1947, what happened was the Sikh nation has been occupied and colonized and subjected to subjugation, slavery, and persecution.
Yes.
So after 1947, when India became a free country, they had made a lot of promises to us. They had made promises to the Sikh leadership that they will have equal rights, as I mentioned before. So starting in 1948, they started carving out Punjab's territory. Then Indian Constitution came into being in 1950, in which it stated that the Sikh religion is part of a Hindu religion. The Sikhs vehemently objected, but India did not take any notice. Thus, the constituent members who were partly involved in the constitution framing of India, the Sikhs did not sign any of the constitutional document because it was detrimental to the interests of the Sikh people. So what we are saying is that after 1947, all the promises were not kept.
Mm-hmm.
The Sikh state is subjugated, occupied, and colonized. There has been genocide of Sikhs, and our constitutional rights, civil and political rights have been violated. And whenever we ask for our rights, we are subject to persecution, violence. And now we say that we have tried to get our rights inside India, but they have stopped us from getting our rights, and now we want to reestablish the sovereignty of the country of Punjab as it was before 1849.
So Khalistan is a country in India.
Correct. So Khalistan is the name of the country to be made. And the area is Punjab. Like Punjab was a separate independent country. Then the name Khalistan basically presents independent Punjab. It is an area between India and Pakistan to the northwest of India. So if you look at the map of India on the northwest, you will see Delhi, and from Delhi you will see Amritsar.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically that is the area called Punjab. So in Punjab, basically there's existential threat to Sikhs in India, because there have been attacks on Sikh people, their religion, their religion institutions, and there have been exploitation of Punjab's natural sources. And then basically people say that whenever we ask for our rights, we are subject to violence, state-sponsored terrorism, persecution, and economic deprivation. So we
and you're fighting for your rights as the United Nations UNDRIP, United Nations Declaration Rights of Indigenous People. You're fighting for your country. Now, Khalistan people across the world are fighting for referendum. Is that right?
Correct.
And you're calling for Melbourne. Are you doing your fight here in Australia for your referendum, or are you visiting the country, or do you live in Melbourne?
So I live in United States of America.
Okay.
Harminder Singh, he lives in Australia.
Yes.
In Melbourne. We are having this unofficial referendum.
Okay.
The referendum is unofficial when only one side is holding a referendum. It's official when both sides agree to have a referendum, and that's official and binding referendum.
Can Australia help with your referendum?
We are holding a referendum in Australia because a lot of Sikhs live here.
Yes.
They have left Punjab because they are forced to leave.
Okay.
They're not leaving by choice, but there's economic deprivation. There are no jobs. You know, there are drugs. People are dying from drug-related...
And there were Khalistan people living in India still receiving this atrocious treatment, you could say.
Yes. And that is true. And when there was a genocide of Sikhs in India in 1984, November, after the assassination of Indira Gandhi, the Sikhs were killed. They were necklace, means their tiles were put around their necks, and they put on fire. They were burnt in steel mills.
Mm.
They were killed on the trains and the streets. So it was all over India, in 18 different Indian states and more than 100 different cities.
Inhuman treatment,
which is very difficult to describe.
Yes.
Unspeakable tortures, extrajudicial killings of Sikhs just because they're asking for their rights.
Do we have a leadership? Do we have a party or president of Khalistan or prime minister or anything to that effect?
You know, the Khalistan, the country we are trying to reestablish the sovereignty of.
Okay.
So there's a Sikh for Justice organization of which I'm a founding member. I'm also a president of Council of Khalistan. See, when there was an attack on Golden Temple, Amritsar, the holiest Sikh shrine, by Indian invasion, Indian army invaded, then there was a committee made, Council of Khalistan. So I am current president of Council of Khalistan.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, the idea was that the Sikh people wanted to have support from the other countries like UK, United States of America, and Canada.
Yes.
So because
the United Nations support your fight?
I'm sorry?
United Nations, the UN.
They support our right to free speech, right to freedom,
yes,
and right to self-determination, because right to self-determination is UN Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People.
Yes.
So when UN made the law that indigenous people have certain rights,
mm-hmm,
and that was basically a result of the discussions between Western democracies like UK, Canada, even like United States of America and European countries. They made the law of right to self-determination.
Mm.
Under that, yes, they are supporting us, because UK, Switzerland, Austria, Italy, and Canada have allowed us,
yes,
to hold the referendum vote, and they are not opposing it, and they are supporting us, and they are supporting us under the right to self-determination, right to free speech and assembly.
And Khalistan people, are they in a position to be in government, Indian government, and have a voice as we're fighting for a voice to parliament? Can Khalistan people do the same in India?
Okay, that's a very good question. So Punjab is now one of the states in India.
Yes.
So the Punjab has a state government. The state government is of the members of Legislative Assembly. They are elected members. There are 117 elected members. They constitute Punjab Legislative Assembly. So the problem with that is, even though a lot of Sikhs are in there, but Punjab Legislative Assembly or Punjab Administration acts under India. And not a needle can move without the consent or permission or authorization of Indian government. So you can say it's a puppet government, which appears to be representing the people of Punjab, but they're not. They represent India's interests.
Yes.
And not only that, quite a few members of the Punjab Legislative Assembly and the Parliament of India have criminal records.
Mm. A form of dictatorship, you could say.
Currently, you can say it's a situation quite similar to that, because Modi's government, few people run the shots. Sometimes they pass the bill through quickly in a hurried fashion without proper discussion, like farm law. So the India promulgated farm law, so they want to manage the land or the farmers, and the farmers all over India, but most importantly from Punjab, they were leading this this campaign, objected, and they were basically carrying out this discussion. They had like a protest over a period of 18, 19 months, and then the Indian government refused to negotiate. The Indian government says, you know, the farm laws are here to stay, and you cannot have any voice. And then, at the same time, we were holding a referendum in UK. So we had the first voting for the referendum for independence of Punjab on October 31st, 2021. And there are a lot of people, 35,000 people showed up.
Yes.
So that shook up India.
Yes. Modi, good support.
UK, the intelligence agents came. And then within 3 weeks of that voting, they annulled their formula.
Yeah. So here we are. Here you are in Australia. We as First Nation people are fighting for closing the gap and a voice to Parliament. We've got our own fight. But for our brothers and sisters out there, if they want to support you, how can they support you?
I think you can support us stating that the Sikhs are holding a referendum, and you support our referendum to secede from Punjab, to have right to self-determination. Mm. And we had discussion with Mr. Marumu of Walu Bara. He's representing the Yendi nation.
Yidinji nation, that's right. Yeah, Marumu, yes, yes.
Yeah, and they have offered us support, a referendum. They basically recognize diplomatically the country of Khalistan. So people can say, you know, people come online or they can come on the radio, they say they support our fight to right to seek self-determination and recreation of the country of Punjab, because Punjab was a country, then was occupied and colonized by the British, and then the British passed on the command to India. So first it was occupied by British, now it's occupied by India. We want to liberate from the foreign occupation.
We feel a bit of similarity there, my friend. My brother, I have to keep moving. I thank you for your yarn. Be in touch with Murumu and keep it all strong there with the Yidinji government. They're showing their support in your fight for referendum. But thank you for the conversation, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks to you and your organization, BBM. We appreciate you giving us a chance to speak.
Yes.
And tell the whole world that we are peaceful, democratic people. We follow the law, and we are achieving the independence of Punjab, Khalistan, through legal, democratic, and peaceful methods.
Beautiful. Stay strong, my brother. Thank you. All the best to your comrades, your country, your people, and we'll be talking soon. Thank you. Beautiful yarn there, and that's Dr. Bakshish Singh Sandhu and Gurmundur Singh, and Khalistan referendum, their fight for their existence in India and across the globe. Khalistan people are fighting for a referendum, and it was good to have a yarn with him and just look at the perspective of how their progress is in regarding their existence as such. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully. I'm Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming here live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, reflecting, healing and empowering with Always Was, Always Will Be lineup across NITV and SBS this January 26. We're going to catch up with Yarn there with Deadly Sister and Natalie Armat, a presenter of NITV News Online. Natalie, good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Natalie.
Okay, sure.
Let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, sister?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Work with me, Natalie. Natalie, work with me, sister.
I'm sorry, no mucking around. I am Natalie. I'm Matt from NITV News, and yes. I'm over from Mobyak Island up there in the Torres Strait, as well as Wave Hill, the Mudborough Mob there in the Territory.
Lovely, lovely, beautiful footprint. Thank you, my sister. So, reflecting, healing, and empowering with Always Was, Always Will Be lineup across NITV and SBS this January 26th. So, tell us, please, who we got lined up?
We've got a pretty big array of programming right across the channel on January 26th and indeed on January 25th. This year, and that's all headlined by our brand new program, Sunset Ceremony, that's actually going to be on the eve of January 26th.
Yes.
And that's, hosted by John Paul Janke and Nerelda Jacobs, and a really powerful program they've got in store just to really start those really important conversations around that we have at this time of year. Every year, so really looking forward to that.
Well, the last day of freedom, really January 25th. Yes,
exactly, the day before life changed forever for our people. So it is a really powerful time, and we're starting to see right across the country people kind of marking, as you've put it, that last day of freedom. So that's why we thought we'd shift this year from our, you might know in past years, we've done the sunrise ceremony.
Yes.
Well, this year we're hosting it at sunset. I'm not directly involved, and I'm really looking forward to being able to sit
being in the audience.
Experiencing that as a viewer, being in the audience.
Exactly. Yeah. Fantastic. Look, it's powerful, and a big shout out to NITV and the work that they're doing. It becomes, it is a vehicle that speaks for our existence as First Nation people. And it's also educating, if not the government, the non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, but people of the world of our existence as the First Nation people.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's what we're here to do year round. NITV is all about providing that platform for our people to have a voice and for us to tell our stories our way. And I think that's even more important at this time of year, January 26th, that we've got that space to talk about what this day means to us. Obviously, we experienced it so differently to many other Australians, but to have that space on a national television audience, not only for us to talk and provide, that space, but to invite others to listen and hear our viewpoints in a way that, you don't in the other mainstream.
Well, exactly. Falls on deaf ears. Yes.
That's right. So it's a great way, and I think people generally, Australia, want to be more engaged with our Indigenous points of view, and how important is it right now as we move towards this referendum that they can hear, us tell our stories and our narrative and not buy into, what's broadcast in other parts of the mainstream media.
Well, exactly. And look, sometimes for non-Indigenous people, we sound like a broken record, keep beating a drum. Like I said, our way of delivering it is, education, but also to let them know that we are here and always was, always will be, and we're not going anywhere, 60,000 years, and we're here for another 60,000 years more, virtually what we're saying, and ride Absolutely. With us. We are one, are we not?
Yes, and that's what, we always was, always will be. It's a fact, isn't it? So, but as I said, that's what I think is so great about our programming on NITV that day. It's our stories, it's loud and it's proud, but it's still done in a way that's,
good,
that's
powerful.
Really respectful and honours the fact that, we all experience within the Indigenous community this day differently.
Yes.
And in fact, we might all feel a whole plethora of emotions throughout the day, sadness, but also pride when we, hit the streets in those marches and we come together as community.
And continue the march with for our ancestors who are no longer with us, which is the spirit.
That's reflected in our programming on NITV across the day.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Natalie. All the best to you, and we'll be talking soon, my sister. That's Natalie Armat, and she's with NITV, of course, presented with NITV News, and talk about the up-and-coming celebrations for Australia Day, or Survival Day, and the last day of freedom on the 25th of January. We have the NITV's host, Neralda Jacobs, and JP, that's John Paul Janke, who'll be operating the sunset ceremony, and will simulcast a 10 play before in core 6 a.m. Thursday, 26th of January. So, look, fantastic. Good to have that conversation. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here, 1-800-422-416, the number you need to call. 1 hour program, about 7 minutes left on the program. News coming up very soon. Stay tuned, you mob. Too deadly.
What get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We moved on out of country some years ago. We moved on out of country some years ago. We moved a little further down the track. We came to called Roper River. We moved on out of country some years ago. We got lots of friends and family out here. We got lots of friends and family out here. I don't miss the city lights tonight. I miss my beer, I tell you right. We got lots of friends and family out here. No more houses we left our trolls behind. No more houses we left our trolls behind. Oh, what a life, it's a life to live. The river has plenty and it will give. No more houses we left our trolls behind. Music and gospel group, waiting for the money and jumping hoops. We got rock and roll and blues and reggae too. I'm singing this song for you to visit me. I'm singing this song for you to visit me. Well, you gotta get a permit from the NLC. It's a long, long way from society. I'm singing this song for you to visit me.
Yeah, moving out. That's what Trendy Trev's going to do. About to move out of the hot seat for today, but back in the hot seat again tomorrow with your daily program, National Talk Black. I thank you very much for your company, you mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We've got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much. Allowing this program to go across the country. And a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country. A Deadly Black Network. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your company, you mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll be yarning soon. 2023, we're here. You mob.